tell him, here, take the plan B, put it up your ass, it hits you quicker. Kills the baby quicker. Bing bong. Fuck your life.
What's up with it? How you doing?
What's good? Fuck you want?
It's Christmas coming up. You got a girl, you getting presents?
Got mad bitches. Yeah, you wanted them.
So what's my present?
My dick.
Hey, yo.
Whoa. What the fuck?
Bam, welcome.
Poopla. Oh, Lord, yeah, this thing got that shit, car. Why you cuffing like that, car? Why you, come on, call the city, sell some, car. Poopla.
But, shout out my co-host, Pooh Blank. We back again. Another series, something else more to the podcast and the show. We doing a Die Black late night comedy show for you people. And it's going to be called The Untold and Uncensored Tales of the Hood. Real life shit. We gonna get into real life, untold, uncensored, funny moments of real life hood shit. Real life, I mean like your worst sex moment you ain't never tell nobody. Drug moments, guns, violence, your mama. We gonna get into mad, funny, untold stories, and I'm putting everybody in it. You just gonna have to figure out who I'm talking about. We ain't gonna put no name. We might throw nicknames in there. But we gonna get into a lot of motherfucking stories with the bros and sisters from the hood. You just gotta figure it out. So, let's get right into it.
About time, this nigga talking too much, Kai.
But let's get right into it. So, bro said, I want you to tell a jail story that's funny. And Shorty asked me, let's do a story, one of my worst trap sex moments in a hood type shit. So, we going to do that one. So, what's one of my funniest jail stories? Let's think.
See, none of this is scripted. What's
one of my funniest jail stories? I don't know. All
right,
bam, right?
Where my mother get to the point,
Kyle?
Nigga dragging it.
One time I was at St. Correctional Facility, right? They got me on A block, all the way in the back. Have you ever been, up north or to the swing, whatever we call it, then you know what I'm talking about. But we're not gonna shine light onto the whole negative aspect of jail. We're gonna use this for you young niggas to know what the fuck is up though. But I was next door to this nigga named Sonny, bro. This nigga was like 250 straight muscle, bro. And this nigga used to smell like mad wet sweat and rags and shit. Like, all the nigga used to do was work out in his cell, do push-up, workout, and then I think nigga said on a load, the nigga was fucking with the bag, right? So, one day, some young boy, I forgot what he was involved in some shit. This is why young niggas out here with this fake gangbanging pay attention. He was with some shit. I don't know what was going on. But his time came, right? So he locked in for a while. He telling me, he like, yeah, bro, I gotta get prepared. I say blah. He got the strap, which you know, which is a gel made knife, whatever the case may be. He got the lock in the sock. He ready to go. Cause he don't know what they doing or who they sending, right? So they winds up sending Sonny. So somehow, long story short, right, they unlocked the nigga's cell, son come and press the nigga in the cell. They start dumping. No lie, next thing you know, I'm in my cell looking, and the nigga, the young boy with the gang shit, is trying to run out and pass, and you just see the nigga snatch the nigga just fly back and disappear, and you hear this nigga just in there massacring this boy. And it was just funny, that just moment. Not sorry for the boy, you feel me, getting hurt, but it was just funny how when he tried to dip, and I'm like, yo, this nigga got bad weapons and shit. This nigga's trying to run past the cell, nigga. The nigga grabbed the nigga and pulled the nigga back, like looking like some Looney Tunes shit. But that's one of the most funny, one of the top funny moments in jail for me for right now, off the top of my head, real quick. We gonna get into more.
Yo, bro, that shit was whack, bro.
That shit was whack?
Yo, bro, that ass, bro.
So, trash, bro. All right, so my shorty asked me, like, yo, what's one of the worst sex trap moments you had in the hood? One time, right? Back in the day, we used to always stay on Clinton and a bully by the 24-hour store, you know, catch lakes and stuff like that. This was when Sneaky's was open. Mashing. This is when my hood had a little bit of a good club nightlife, late night area. So, of course, back then, you know, you used to be able to catch your little stragglers and shit like that, right? So we had the spizzy. That's what we used to call it back then, the abandoned, like, when a person move out, you go in to take over their crib, throw parties, whatever, right? So, free my son, Tease. So, it's me, Tease, bro. And I wind up catching some little straggler, like she was running away from St. Anne's or some shit. To pull up to the band, like, yo, come on, pull up, whatever the case may be. Long story short, no lie, shorty took her shoes off. And no lie, bro, I ain't never smelled. I thought the pussy was hit. And it wasn't even a pussy. It was the bitch feet, bro. Like, she must have walked all from Skinet, Troy, Del Mar, slept outside, and ain't never changed her socks or something, bro. Word to my mother, when a bro came in the room, he like, yo, bro, you's a nasty nigga. Why that shit smell like that? I'm like, yo, bro, is that the pussy, bro? He, and this, bro, Tease was the worst, bro. This nigga just started bombing the bitch, bro. Bombing shorty, bro. Dead ass. No, was the funny part, man. People gonna ask in the comments probably, or what my shorty asked me, right? She like, did you finish? Come on, what you think, nigga? What you talking about, bitch? Nigga, we run around, nigga. What you talking about? Best believe, nigga, finish. What you talking about? But hit that shit with that. With the, you know what I mean, man? Yo, bro, I'm telling you, stay tuned for more. We ain't gonna give you all, but this is round one.
Round one. Come
to the show, man. Shout out my co-host, Pooh Plank, man. Get our podcast and YouTube videos also in our NFT project. We got the Pooh Planks coming out, real life Pooh Plank, like real life NFT. We're going to put the show in NFTs and in the metaverse and all that. Get with us now. Sign up. Go to the website. Subscribe. Check us out. Come join the community. Part one. Untold, uncensored tales from the hood. Stay tuned.
He asked me who I do it for. I did it for the jet.